preach the cross, preach redemption to a lost and dying world. Lift your voice unashamed of the gospel of His name.
All right, well, good evening, everyone. I'm glad that you're joining us here on this Sunday evening. We had a great drive-in service this morning. We're thankful that the rain held off for us to have that service. And we're thankful for all who came out and also thankful for all those who joined us here on Facebook or YouTube. Tonight, I just want to briefly talk about one of the attributes of God that we certainly can be thankful for in this day and time in which we live. And that particular attribute that we're going to talk about is the immutability of God, or the changelessness of God. And we see this in various scriptures where it is taught. For instance, in Malachi chapter 3 and verse 6, it says, "For I am the Lord God, and I change not." And there are other verses that that back that scripture up that we'll look at in just a moment. But the immutability of God is an attribute that states that God is unchanging in His character. He is unchanging in His will and covenant promises. It is an attribute that is many times overlooked. It is an attribute that many times is unappreciated of all of His attributes. It is this particular attribute that enables us to depend on God, to be God, and to always be God. The immutability of God means that we never have to be concerned about God changing in His attributes or God changing in His character. For instance, if God is a God of love, and we know that He is, then we never have to be concerned about God never continuing to be a God of love. If God is a God of mercy, and we know that He is, we never have to believe that God is somehow never going to be a God who is merciful. Nor do we have to be concerned that God is going to change His divine counsels or His divine plans. For instance, we don't have to worry about God changing His mind concerning where His children will spend eternity. We don't have to worry about the fact that if we are His children, where we will go when we die. We don't have to worry about God changing His mind concerning His great love for us. Hey, listen, once the Lord has set His affections upon you, and He has bestowed you with His love, you will always be the recipient of His love. Well, listen, why can we rejoice in this? Why is this an attribute that we can certainly be thankful for today? It is because of this. We have the knowledge that God does not somehow grow. He does not evolve. He does not improve, because God is already perfect. God being immutable means that He cannot diminish. He cannot deteriorate. He cannot regress, because if He could, even in the slightest way, He'd no longer be God. So, friend, whatever God is, He has always been and always will be. He does not make a promise and then break it. Think about some of the greatest men that ever walked this earth. At some point, they have made a promise, whether that be to their children or to their wife or whoever it may be. They've made a promise and probably have broke them along their journey in this life. Politicians, we know, oftentimes break their promises. And so the doctrine of the immutability of God is one of the most important attributes because it guarantees that He and His Word will never change. The Scripture says this, "The grass will wither and the flower will fade, but the Word of the Lord will stand forever." Think about it. Our God is the only constant in the entire universe. He is the only one who remains the same in the entire universe because we realize that we live in a world that is always changing. We're living in a constant state of change. For instance, seasons change. We change. We go from spring to summer, summer to fall, and fall to winter. Seasons change. Temperatures fluctuate. Somebody told me the other day how we're talking about how much technology has changed. And, you know, even you could go buy the latest phone or latest computer, and 6 months later, it's going to be outdated. Prices change. Fashion and trends change. People change. As a matter of fact, you know, even churches, the way we operate and the way we, use methods of ministering to people, that certainly has changed in the last 2 or 3 months, the way we do things. And so, again, we live in a constant world of change, but we take comfort that we serve a God who does not change. As a matter of fact, He does not even have the capability of changing. He is the changelessness one. So we think about the immutability of God, and that's a hard word for me to say today. It's a big word, but it has a much bigger meaning and comfort to us. But this doctrine, this teaching is seen throughout Scripture. For instance, I read to you, quoted to you from Malachi chapter 3, verse 6, where it says, "For I am the Lord, and I change not." Very direct. You don't have to wonder what God is saying there. He says, "I do not change. I never will change." Then Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 8, it says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And I love James chapter 1 and verse 17 where it says, "Every good gift and perfect gift is from above and comes down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation nor shadow of turning." I love that verse. That phrase, "shadow of turning," refers to our perspective of the sun. It refers to our perspective on the sun as it moves in the sky. We know that it casts a shadow. We know the sun, it rises and it sets. We know the sun, it appears and then disappears every day. But with God, there is no change with Him. There is no shadow of turning. He is constant. There's no change with our God. God is unchangeable in His nature. God is unchangeable in His perfection. He's unchangeable in His purposes and promises. Think about this. Because God is holy, we talked about that this morning out of Isaiah chapter 6. But because God is holy, He cannot turn to that which is evil. He cannot. The Bible is clear that God does not change His mind. He does not change His will. And He does not change in His nature. Psalm 102 and verse 25 says, "Of old You laid the foundation of the earth, and the heavens are the work of Your hands. They will perish, but You will endure. Yes, they will all grow old like a garment, like a cloak. You will change them, and they will be changed, but You are the same, and your years will have no end. And so here the psalmist, he sees the immutable God in person. He talks about how that the stars in the heavens, that they're going to perish. But he says, but you, O Lord, you will endure. Yes, they will grow old like a garment, and you will change them, and they will be changed, but you are the same, and your years have no end. You know, astronomers know how just accurate, how accurate those words really are, how that the vast reaches of space are absolutely littered with the debris of stars that have grew old and expanded and burned themselves out and collapsed. And he says, hey, the stars may one day fade away and deteriorate, but you, O Lord, will remain forever. So he's speaking about the immutability of God, how that God does not change. And this is revealed in several places in Scripture, something that we can rely upon, that God does not change. But then we also think about the immutability of God is necessary for his perfection. It's necessary for his perfection. And what I mean is this, if anything changes, it must change either for the better or for the worse. For change to take place means something has been added, which is a change maybe for the better. Or it means something has been lost, which is a change for the worse. Well, listen, God does not need a thing. God is perfect. He is perfect. So the immutability of God is necessary for his perfection. That means he cannot change for the better, and he cannot change for the worse. He is a God that never changes, can never change. And then we think about also the immutability of God is related to his omniscience. It is related to his omniscience. And what I mean is, information is often what prompts change. Information is what oftentimes prompts us to change. That is that we may learn something, or we may become aware of something, and then because we have learned or become aware of something, we may change as a result of that knowledge. But God is omniscient, meaning he knows everything. He is all-knowing. So he has perfect knowledge. There is no new knowledge that is hidden from God. And so because he has perfect knowledge, he cannot change. He cannot change. Listen, if he became aware of something, he'd cease to be God. There is nothing new to God. If he lost or forgotten some amount of knowledge, though as slight as it might be, he'd cease to be God. So it is a comfort to us to know that God cannot change. You say, Brother Wade, how is this knowledge that God cannot change, how does that comfort us? How does it comfort you as an individual? Well, listen, knowing that God does not change, it is my certainty. I have confidence that when I lay down to sleep, that he will love me in the morning, even as he loves me through the night. It is a knowledge and knowing that nothing can take me from his hand. Nothing. It's a knowledge that once you are his child, you will always be his child. It's a knowledge of once he has saved you, and once you have been born again, you can never be unborn. He will not change his mind concerning how he feels toward you. He loves you. And listen, if he will take care of the little birds, the little sparrows, how much more will he care for you? And listen, that care will never, never change. It is the very reason we not only believe his promises, but believe that he is the promise, that the grass withers, the flowers fade, but the word of our God endures forever. And so the unchanging nature of God, listen, it gives us the peace that passes all understanding. In a world of unrest, in a world where there is very little peace, not only globally, nationally, as there are wars and rumors of wars, but there's a peace that passes all understanding for us as individuals that God gives us. And so this unchanging nature of God, this unchanging attribute of God, gives us a peace that this world can never offer us. God's character will not change. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so we can trust him to be who he says he is. And it's a comfort to know that God is not going to suddenly stop loving us or suddenly stop being a just God. Hey, listen, in a world where the only constant is change, God remains unchanged. We can rely on him to be our solid foundation in this world of change. But it also means that an unchanging God is not going to change his mind, not only for those that have been saved, but think about this. It also means that he's not going to change his mind concerning those who are not his children. Meaning, if you have not been saved, then you are not his child. And the Bible teaches us that the wrath of God has been laid upon you. And so really, if you're not a Christian, even as much as the changelessness of God comforts the Christian, if you're not a Christian, it should make you fear the Lord. Because guess what? He's not going to change his mind to how he deals with those who are not his children. So that's why we need to come to Christ. That's why we need to be saved. Because God is not going to change his mind toward the sinner. And the sinner can be saved. That way is never going to be changed. And that way is through Jesus Christ. We're not saved by our good works. We're not saved by our baptism, our church membership. We are only saved by grace and through faith alone in Jesus Christ. And so think about that. As much as his changelessness is a comfort to us as Christians, it also should spurn you to fear the Lord, because we know that he is not going to change his mind to those who reject his son Jesus Christ. So I challenge you, if you've never been saved, come to Christ today. Come to him by faith and repentance, turning from your sin, and turn to the Lord who changes not. Let's pray together. Our gracious and kind Heavenly Father, Lord, just briefly, we've looked at one of the great attributes of God that states that you do not, cannot, or ever will change. And Father, I pray that to those who have listened to this message, I pray it will be a comfort to them. May it be something that we lean upon and stand upon as our solid foundation in a world that is literally shaking with untruth and a world of change. Father, I pray that you bless Barrel Baptist Church. We pray that you bless all those who have listened to tonight's message. I pray, Lord, that this thought of you never being able to change would be a soft pillow for them tonight. And Lord, for those who are listening who have never been saved, Father, I pray that the Holy Spirit of God would convict them, draw them to your Son Jesus, that they would be saved today. We ask.
Preach the word, preach the cross, preach redemption to the lost and dying.